President Trump's nominee to lead the top consumer protection agency goes before the Senate today. Nancy Beck is a toxicologist. She directs chemical regulation for the EPA. But many scientists and public health officials say she is not a good choice to protect consumers. Here's NPR's Rebecca Hersher to explain.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission handles recalls, safety labels, and accident reports for more than 15,000 types of products, everything from baby toys to dishwashers to sports equipment. And the president's nominee to chair the commission, Nancy Beck, has been in Washington, D.C. a long time. Under the Bush and Obama administrations, she worked for an office within the White House and used her toxicology expertise to help federal agencies figure out how to assess health risks. Heidi King was a colleague.
Oh, yeah, she's brilliant and really very committed to the best possible science.
But many scientists disagree. A group of more than 90 leading scientists signed a letter opposing Beck's nomination to lead the Consumer Product Safety Commission, arguing that she, quote, consistently disregards scientific best practices, favors chemical manufacturers, and puts vulnerable populations in harm's way. Daniel Rosenberg works on toxic chemical policy at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
She's got a long career and record of working to weaken health protections and consumer protections from toxic chemicals.
For example, he says, in the mid-2000s, Beck was part of a team that drafted new guidelines for how federal agencies like the EPA and the Department of Energy should use scientific studies to inform their policies. The guidelines focused in part on uncertainty in scientific studies. Before the report was published, an expert team at the National Academy of Sciences reviewed it.
They described it ultimately as fundamentally flawed and simplistic. They said it was of serious concern. And the panel unanimously called for that bulletin to be withdrawn, which it was.
The guidelines were never published. Beck's boss at the time says it wasn't a failure. Asking scientists to weigh in on a proposed policy is a good thing, even if the feedback is negative. Beck's next job was at the American Chemistry Council, the major lobbying group for chemical companies. The group enthusiastically supports her nomination. From there, President Trump put Beck in charge of chemical regulation at the Environmental Protection Agency. There, she's overseen a push to limit the types of scientific research available to policymakers, a change that the editors of the top scientific research publications say is dangerous to public health. Beck has also weakened, delayed, or blocked bans on a host of hazardous chemicals, including a paint stripper called methylene chloride, which is responsible for at least 50 deaths. When it's concentrated in a closed space, the chemical causes people to suffocate.
So my brother, he died in an accident in his coffee plant in 2017 while he was using a product called methylene chloride.
Brian Wynn's brother, Drew, was 31 when he died. The EPA had already decided to broadly ban the chemical that killed him. But under Beck, the agency delayed finalizing the ban. The Wynn family met with Beck and begged her to ban the chemical for all uses immediately to prevent more deaths. 2 years later, in 2019, the EPA imposed a narrow ban on retail stores. By then, most major retailers had already removed the chemical from their shelves. Wynn says it's painful for his family to see Beck nominated to the top consumer protection job in the country.
I think people have the understanding or the feeling that these elected or nominated officials will operate on their best interests, and it's clear that Dr. Beck would not be doing that.
If Beck is confirmed, she'll serve a 7-year term. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.